I trip the light fantastic, and then I offer to help it up. And when the light fantastic is halfway up, I let go, and it falls again. Me and the light fantastic do not get along at all. Welcome to Night Vale.
The little desert town of Night Vale, filled with hooded figures, dragons, a hovering cat, a secret police force, mysterious cloud formations, and disappearances. Perhaps you've been there through the podcast. Welcome to Night Vale is one of the most recognizable names in the booming podcast world. Fictional stories told in serial form. It's inspired a growing list of new fiction podcasts, including Limetown and The Black Tapes. And now the creators of Welcome to Night Vale, Joseph Fink and Jeffrey Cranor, have just launched a new fiction podcast, Alice Isn't Dead, as part of their new podcast platform, Night Vale Presents.
Of course I cried, Alice. Of course I did. Behind me in the mirror, I could still see the two figures. Could see the distant shadow of Earl dying without a friendly face in sight. The only person who could help him driving herself away to safety. And just the company of a monster to accompany him in his dissipation. I couldn't see details anymore. Those were in my memory.
What? What happens next? Joseph Fink, the author of Alice Isn't Dead, joins us. Hello.
Hi there.
And so is Jeffrey Cranor, who has apparently a new serial fiction coming in the summer?
That's true, yeah.
Well, welcome to you both. And Joseph, I want to start with you and talk about the idea for Alice Isn't Dead. But first, you've got Night Vale going. So what wasn't Night Vale doing for you?
I don't know. I don't know why I would add another project to my life, given how much work Night Vale is. But it's just a thing of, when you're a writer, you kind of play around with things and you have a lot of ideas. And most of the time, you don't have time or the energy to do a lot with those ideas. But sometimes it's nice to actually follow through on some of them.
Well, and so I'm taking it that this female truck driver, our protagonist, who is looking for her wife, Alice, you just couldn't fit that into Night Vale.
I mean, one thing I've learned about Night Vale in almost 4 years of doing it is you can fit anything you want into there.
That's what I mean.
It was more just trying something new with podcasting, which is why we started Night Vale in the first place.
Did I read somewhere that you wanted to be creepier than Night Vale?
I don't know if creepier, but I think more straightforwardly creepy. I think Night Vale often undercuts its creepiness with a joke. And I didn't want to give people that relief with Alice. I wanted it to be – I'm a huge fan of horror movies, and I wanted to make the podcast version of a horror movie, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and let's listen to a little bit. It's interesting. I always, when people ask me about storytelling, you know, which we do here as well, I say, well, you know, everything's Homeric. You know, you meet the characters at the beginning, you go through journeys with them, and then you arrive at the end and you see how you and they have changed. And then I hear your narrator, this female truck driver, say this.
Anyway, I want to start by saying that this is not a story. It's a road trip. Which, same difference. In a good one, the start is exciting and the finish is satisfying and we end up somewhere else. Somewhere a long way from where we started. I don't know where this trip started, what counts as the first moment. But for lack of a better answer, I'll start with this. I'll start with the omelet.
Joseph, were you thinking of Homer when you set her out?
I was not. I was thinking of me in a van because we have spent the last 2 years touring the Welcome to Night Vale live show to 35 states and 13 different countries, which means I have spent the last couple years spending a lot of that time in vans and taxis and other vehicles driving around. And a lot of the structure of Alice Isn't Dead came out of that, seeing the world through a car window.
Literally, your truck driver will drive down roads you've driven down.
Yeah, every drive, every episode is a drive that you can actually take in the real world. And so far, they are all drives that I have personally taken. I assume that eventually I will run out of those and we'll have to start researching other drives. But at the moment, they're all things I have seen with my own eyes.
Well, and Jeffrey Craner, jump in and remind us how Night Vale works, because it's a podcast, but it is a roadshow.
Yeah. So we've been doing this podcast for almost 4 years, to two episodes a month, kind of chronicling the ongoing story of this weird town of Night Vale through the radio host Cecil Palmer. In early 2014, we took our first road show. We took this show on the road, and we wrote a brand new script and took that out on a West Coast tour. And it was so much fun, and we sold out nearly every single show. We sold 1,500 tickets in our first show in Seattle in under 2 minutes, and it was just the most amazing thing. And it's been part of what we've done with Night Vale ever since.
Well, talk a little more about this, taking stories on the road. I mean, I'm thinking Prairie Home Companion, Garrison Keillor. What do you think the new interest in this is, in podcasts, and being able to get that many people to come sit and listen to people tell a radio story on stage?
I think there's always been an intimacy in radio, right, in the disembodied voice talking to you in your car or in your earphones or through your stereo. And I think particularly in the United States, there has not been, outside of Prairie Home Companion and a few others, there hasn't been a real popularity of radio dramas or radio comedies, things like that, fiction storytelling. And I think with podcasting, that's kind of brought back all the this relationship to radio hosts.
Well, Joseph Fink, let's rejoin your protagonist, your narrator, the truck driver who's looking for her missing wife, Alice. Along the way, she encounters a man named Thistle at a diner. Let's hear her describe him.
He leaned in close. His breath was rotten. Not bad, but like fruit turning to soil. "Want to see something funny?" he asked. He got up. "Thistle," his shirt said. His face was slack and not quite arranged right. Like human, but not. He walked over to a table where there was this man, a truck driver probably. He looked like a truck driver. What does a truck driver look like? "Hey, Earl," the thistle man said. "Huh?" said Earl, looking up. He seemed just as unhappy as me to be disturbed. But then the thistle man grabbed him by the back of his neck, and Earl's face went vacant. The thistle man picked Earl up by the neck, and Earl walked with him. He looked asleep almost, or like some part of him wasn't there anymore. Neither Earl nor the thistle man paid their checks. No one did anything. No one looked. But it was...
You know, it's funny, when I was first listening to both Night Vale and Alice, I thought, oh, there's something wrong with my recording here that I've downloaded. It's like making noises and it's stopping. And then I realized, oh, that's what it's doing. Well, so two hugely successful podcasts already. The last time I looked, I think Alice was number one in all of podcast world. And Night Vale, of course, doing really well. And so I'm assuming you are both kabillionaires.
That's amazing. I like that assumption. That's really amazing.
It turns out that having a lot of downloads of a free podcast does not immediately equal massive riches. But we're working on figuring out how to change that.
But that's the question. I mean, it's a lot of work. Writing is a lot of work. Why haven't you been able to monetize it more? Why isn't there a... click on here to pay $10 or here's your advertiser commercial at the front.
I mean, there it is monetized in that it is my full-time job. It is Jeffrey's full-time job. It is Cecil's full-time job. And it is, at this point, John Bernstein, Disparition's full-time job, and also supports quite a few people who go on our touring shows. It's monetized in a lot of different ways. One of our big ways is the live shows. That is a lot of how we make our living, is taking that live show on the road. We also do have, with Night Vale, we have donations, which seems to me a very direct and honest way of supporting something like this. It's similar to someone playing guitar in the street, and if someone enjoys it, tossing them a dollar. If someone enjoys this free podcast, having them send us a few dollars seems like a very honest, direct to the fan way of supporting it. And then with Alice Isn't Dead, we are actually for the first time taking outside sponsorships.
By the way, I'm wondering if Rod Serling was at all in your orbit when you started to pull these stories together.
I don't you know, I remember watching Twilight Zone when I was younger, but I grew up before the age of cable or TV on demand, so I had this sense of like I didn't really have a sense of when it was ever on television. So my Twilight Zone knowledge is pretty limited. I know it enough to know who Rod Serling is. And I think the essence of that type of storytelling was something that we were interested in. I think the sense that you're never fully at ease, that everything's going to be all right. When you always know that there's a trap at the end of every episode, it sets the viewer on edge. And I think we always sort of want that with Night Vale. And I think Alice Isn't Dead is doing that in a great way.
Joseph Fink, Jeffrey Craner, their new podcast Alice Isn't Dead, adding to their vast podcast empire, which includes Welcome to Night Vale, the book and traveling show. Now, Joseph, Jeffrey, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Robin.